Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. About the inquiry before from the message you have received. When you look at Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise He will not guide those. He will not guide those. The first one, mutakabbirin. Allah will not guide those who are arrogant. That's why when you look, Allah will not guide the arrogant, the mushrikeen, kafirin, and also zalimeen. Somebody said, okay, but I'm a Muslim, I pray. You can be a Muslim and pray, but deep inside you have this disease inside. That's why your Islam is not complete. This is why you cannot reach any quality of this quality. Why? I heard it a lot. This me. What do you want me to do? You see, I grow up this way. You see, this how I am be all my life. What do you want me to do? I heard all this message. If you drop dead and you go to Allah, can you tell him that? You see, for example, people said, oh, I'm from this country, from this country. I grow up this way. I behave this way. This all my life, what do you want me to do? This, when you study it, is a full of arrogance. Because what Allah wants? We make mistake, we ask Allah for forgiveness, we make two rak'ah tawbah, we ask Allah for subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawbah, we read about the good quality, we try to implement it, we read about the bad quality, we try to be warned about it, and we do a lot of zikr and dua, a lot of charity, a lot of good deed, and we, the most of all, we struggle. If you ask me, the most important part is struggle. And the struggle again. The struggle and tawbah and istighfar, usually people who are arrogant, they will tell you, what you want me to do? I didn't make mistake. You did it. And they blame other. They cannot humble to themselves. And if you cannot humble yourself to Allah, you will humble yourself to people. All this element, when you add it together, this now the element delay tawbah, or even the person will never change. By this way, why we do not change? Because deep inside, I'm so arrogant, I do not want to change. Because I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at their quality before Islam. Look at the quality after Islam. Islam is the transformation of my behavior and my habit, because I'm supposed to be adopting the sunnah of Rasulullah the maximum I can. By the way, every time I made a mistake, I don't blame the people. I don't blame anybody. I'm supposed to be blame myself and ask Allah to forgive me, and I try to be better. Again, may Allah forgive me. I'm a sinner too. Okay? But the ultimate is to say, I'm wrong. Forgive me, I'm wrong. Forgive me, I made a mistake. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the ultimate example. Adam alayhi salam make a sin, make a commit a sin, make a mistake. He said, oh Allah, forgive me. Allah forgive him. You read it. Go, read it. But Shaitan, what he said? He said, you tricked me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. You see? By this way, you have a diseases of Shaitan, and you have the quality Allah love. Allah, He wants from me humble and humility. Ask Him to forgive. Allah and people. And walk in this earth with humble and humility. Opposite. If I adopt the quality of shaitan, you want Allah to help me? How? And even I heard it many times. Allah did not want to give it to me. I asked him, he didn't do it to me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Even this manner is wrong. Very wrong. Because even dua has adab. Asking Allah has adab. Imagine everything in Islam has adab. Allah loved the adab. And the adab, you do not demand, you do not insist, but you keep trying, with humble and humility. Why? Beggar, you want it. But again, this is, believe me, I saw it in my life. I saw it in my life, and very scary. Very scary. Some people, you can talk to them until you die. They're not willing to move an inch. Why? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot change him? He can change, Allah can change the person in a second. But why Allah is not changing me? Because I'm so arrogant. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Wallahi is arrogant. Wallahi is arrogant. Wallahi is arrogant. I saw it in my life. People make sajda and cry for hours. But deep inside, they're full of arrogance and they do not want to change. Because when you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised forgiveness. He promised to forgive. He promised to give you tawbah. He promised to change. Look at Wahshi, radiallahu anhu, the one who killed Hamza. From the killer of Hamza to radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu, the ultimate killer of a Muslim before Islam. He will be Saifullah al-Maslul, the supporter of the banner of Islam. Be careful, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Islam and the message of Islam is not talk, is not a talk. This is why Allah gives us all the story in Quran, is not a talk. Believe me, I'm watching the Quranic story, and every time I watch it, I gain something. But if you watch it with the intention to remember, humble yourself to Allah, humble yourself to the creation of Allah, Allah elevate you. Humble. And humble and humility is the mother of all good deed. And arrogant is the mother of bad deed. Humble. Humble and have the habit to say to people, forgive me, I made a mistake. This is why even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned us before we go Hajj, before Ramadan, before Salah, before anything, we ask people to forgive us first. Imagine. But we forget that. We forget that. Why? The nafs is high. The nafs is too high. So arrogant. By the way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, read about arrogance, the quality of arrogance, and the place of arrogance in Jahannam wal'ayadhu billah. And read the quality of a humble, the love of Allah for the humble people, and the place of Jannah for the humble people. May Allah cure us from the arrogant, because imagine only one hadith is enough. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, no one enter Jannah who has a dot of arrogant. Is this not scary? مثقال خردل من كبر. مثقال خردل, when you study it, a portion of a scale of an atom of kibr. Today, we look like humble, we behave like humble, but we not. If you humble, you return everything to Allah. If you humble, you take it easy. If you humble, you deal with people with forgiveness. If you humble, you deal with people with af. If you humble, most of all, you check yourself, your tongue, your action, everything before you do. And you humble, even if you make a mistake or sin, said, Allah, forgive me, you know me. You know me, Allah. You know I did a mistake. Forgive me, Allah. And you go and seek forgiveness from Allah. Go, please. Go study forgiveness. Go study humble and humility. Go study arrogance. Go study how to train your nafs. Go study how to get accepted tawbah. Go study how to accumulate the good deed to make you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our effort and put barakah in it for us. And may Allah clean us before we die. Because once we die, the disease of the heart has a cure, which is Jahannam wal'ayadhu billah, and the torture in the grave. This is why I never forget it. All the disease in earth has a cure called death. except the disease of the heart. The cure of the disease of the heart starts after death, by torture in the grave and fire of Jahannam. May Allah cure us from the disease of the heart and give us the quality beloved to Allah wa Rasulah. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.